Chapter 2. Practice 1. The children at Bluebell School are learning about jobs. They are now listening to a radio program. You now have 40 seconds to study the questions below. Now, listen to the radio program. The radio program will be played 2 times. When you hear a beep, answer the question. The radio program will begin now.
Good morning. This is Anne Lee from Teens Channel. Today we've invited a special guest to our program. He's a famous engineer and he's going to tell us about his job. Welcome, Ricky Hills.
Good morning, listeners.
Ricky, what kind of things do engineers build?
In my job, I design and build roads, bridges and buildings. Other engineers design computers and machines, but I don't. Question 1. What is the guest's name? Question 2. Which of the following doesn't Ricky design?
Do you work in an office or do you work outside?
Both. I need to visit the buildings to check that they're not dangerous. Some buildings look nice, but they're not safe. That's why we need to wear a hard hat to protect our heads when we work outside.
So do I need to be brave if I want to be an engineer?
Not really. To be an engineer, you need to pass a lot of tests. You need to study hard so that you can get good grades. You also need to have lots of new and interesting ideas as well. Question 3. Why does Ricky need to check the buildings? Question 4. According to Ricky, an engineer needs to be...
Ricky, what's the biggest thing you've ever designed?
The Ching Ma Bridge. It's about 4,500 feet long, or in kilometres, it's about 1.37 kilometres. It wasn't an easy project. I needed to work long hours for several months, but I enjoyed it very much. I think we've done a great job. I have lots of pictures of the bridge in my home, and I never get bored looking at them. Question 5. How long is the Ching Ma Bridge? About... Question 6. What did Ricky think about the Ching Ma Bridge project?
Did you design the bridge by yourself?
No, I worked in a big team. I always work in a team. Sometimes we have different ideas, but we need to be patient and listen to one another. If you don't get on well with others, there will be lots of problems.
Thanks for sharing today, Ricky. Some of our listeners may want to be an engineer when they grow up. Is there anything you'd like to say to them?
Well, it's not easy to become an engineer. But I think if you work hard and keep trying, nothing is too difficult. I hope I can work with you in the future. Question 7. According to Ricky, an engineer needs to be patient so that he or she can... Question 8. What is Ricky telling the listeners at the end of the program? Listen to the radio program again and check your answers.
Good morning. This is Anne Lee from Teens Channel. Today we've invited a special guest to our program. He's a famous engineer and he's going to tell us about his job. Welcome, Ricky Hills.
Good morning, listeners.
Ricky, what kind of things do engineers build?
In my job, I design and build roads, bridges and buildings. Other engineers design computers and machines, but I don't.
Do you work in an office or do you work outside?
Both. I need to visit the buildings to check that they're not dangerous. Some buildings look nice, but they're not safe. That's why we need to wear a hard hat to protect our heads when we work outside.
So do I need to be brave if I want to be an engineer?
Not really. To be an engineer, you need to pass a lot of tests. You need to study hard so that you can get good grades. You also need to have lots of new and interesting ideas as well.
Ricky, what's the biggest thing you've ever designed?
The Tsing Ma Bridge. It's about 4,500 feet long, or in kilometres, it's about 1.37 kilometres. It wasn't an easy project. I needed to work long hours for several months, but I enjoyed it very much. I think we've done a great job. I have lots of pictures of the bridge in my home, and I never get bored looking at them.
Did you design the bridge by yourself?
No, I worked in a big team. I always work in a team. Sometimes we have different ideas, but we need to be patient and listen to one another. If you don't get on well with others, there will be lots of problems.
Thanks for sharing today, Ricky. Some of our listeners may want to be an engineer when they grow up. Is there anything you'd like to say to them?
Well, it's not easy to become an engineer. But I think if you work hard and keep trying, nothing is too difficult. I hope I can work with you in the future. This is the end of Practice 1.